Welcome, everyone, to Who's Who in the Blind and Low Vision Community of Missouri with Beverly Cascaden and Chip Haley. Sponsored by the Blind and Low Vision Community of Missouri. Let's get to it with this week's interview. Hello and welcome, everyone, to another exciting edition of Who's Who in the Blind and Low Vision Community of Missouri. I'm Chip Haley.
And I'm Beverly Cascaden.
Well, how you been, Miss Babe? You been doing all right?
I've been doing great. This weather has cooled down a little bit, so I can get out and do more yard work. Those weeds just don't stop. And by getting outside and doing all that, I've neglected inside. So warms up again. Oh, yeah, it's just a continuous cycle, but that keeps us out of trouble.
Oh, that's right. Amen. That's right. Well, I tell you, Bev, it's been a while since we did the last podcast, so I am really excited about today's guest. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me distinct pleasure to bring on at this time our very special guest, Erica Waltz. Erica, welcome to Who's Who in the Blind and Low Vision Community of Missouri.
Hello.
How you doing today, Erica?
I'm doing fine.
Good, 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 good. Well, I tell you, Erica, we just want you to feel at home. Just think of it as we're sitting around your living room table and just having a cup of coffee, just visiting like old friends. So just you know, feel real comfortable. And we're going to have some really, really tough questions, especially coming from Bev. She really likes to get personal. So we'll just see how all this shakes out. So the first thing we want to ask
you. Too personal. I will plead the fifth on it.
Okay, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. So, Erica, tell us a little bit about your vision loss. What was the cause? What's the result? So just go ahead and share with our listening audience.
I was born with congenital glaucoma, and I lost my vision when I was 13. I had some really good vision when I was a little bitty kid, and when I was about 7 years old, they discovered that I had a slight hearing loss. They still don't know what caused that. It just could have been a birth defect. And in 2015 is when the hearing got worse.
Yeah, yeah. And so are you able to hear much at all? Are you profoundly deaf? Or how would you describe your hearing loss?
I wear hearing aids in both ears, so it's I can hear pretty good. If it's too crowded, too loud, I'm practically deaf because too much going on at one time. I just can't do anything.
All right. And I'm in the same boat with you. I, too, wear over-the-ear hearing aids. I have a moderate to significant hearing loss. I'm pretty much at a loss when I'm not wearing them when I'm out and about. Here at home, I don't wear them as much. My wife wishes I did, but because I have, you know, one of those select hearing problems sometimes. So, but anyway, so share with us, Erica, a little bit about your family. You got brothers, sisters?
Oh, I've got a lot of brothers and sisters. I'm the oldest of nine.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have five brothers and three sisters.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear the brothers outnumber the sisters. So, and you've been the oldest. Well, how was that? What was that like?
Well, the younger ones always got me in trouble.
Is that right? I can understand that. Yes, I can understand.
Of course, they did things and I got in trouble for it, but we get along pretty well now as adults.
Yeah. And do they all live pretty close by?
They're about 45 minutes over in Illinois.
Okay, very good. Yeah. So were you the only one in your family that had the vision and hearing loss?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And how were you treated among your brothers and sisters, your parents, as far as someone with a dual sensory disability?
Well, with my vision loss and hearing loss, my mother and dad, they didn't let anything like stop me from doing things. If my younger brothers and sisters had to do chores around the house, I had to do the same thing. So I was treated just like everybody else.
Very good. Yeah, excellent. Excellent. And as you grew up, with the vision loss, did you attend school for the blind or did you attend public school?
I was mainstreamed as a public school.
Okay. And did you have to have any type of special equipment?
Yes, they brailled my assignments. And before I started reading Braille, I was reading large print until I was about 11 years old. At some point in time, I used a CCTV screen. I had the black background with the white lettering. And at one point, they switched it to the white background with the black lettering. And I told them it looked like just ink spots. So at some point in time, we switched over to Braille. I actually started learning Braille when I was 9 years old. And I was using it quite a bit by the time I was 13.
Okay. And how were you treated among your peers, your schoolmates?
Elementary, I got picked on a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, kids can be cruel and they don't know any better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Junior high was pretty hard. High school was okay. I mean, in high school, there was other blind students there and I made a lot of friends.
Yeah, good. Very, very good. Did you attend college anywhere?
Some here and there. I mean, I did. Went to Missouri College for a little bit in 99. And then I did a office cast program through MERS Goodwill in 06. So that's about it.
Okay. And share with us a little bit about your work history. What type of work have you done since putting behind your education?
I worked at the Lighthouse for a little while in like 92 to 96. And then I went back. Worked in 06 to 2013 when they laid off a bunch of people. And then back in 2021, I was working at this company where I processed past due payments for Cox and Spectrum Cable. Got yelled at by the customers quite a bit. Then I've been laid off since 2023 when they closed that office and sent the work to Florida.
Oh, okay. All right. And what kind of work did you do at the Lighthouse?
Just a regular line assembly type work. When I worked at one over at Trenton, I packed stuff for the first aid kits. I worked at the Berkeley plant, packed aerosol cans.
Yeah, okay. And you told us before we started the recording that you are on the board for Sight and Sound. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And have you held any other positions with that organization?
Well, right now I'm a member at large, but we're going to have a big election on the 16th, and I'm hoping to move up to secretary.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, we certainly do wish you well. So, yeah, that sounds pretty exciting. How long have you been a member of SASE?
Since 2023.
Yeah, okay. And then I also wanted to ask, and I'm going to push it over to Beth here in just a second. So do you, what is your main form of communication?
Email, text messages, phone calls.
Okay. I didn't know whether you did any sign language of any type or if you did that kind of thing.
I have had them do the pro tactile sign language on my back.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
I know a little bit of that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that I do too. That's pretty cool to have that done on the back. People want to know what in the world's going on when somebody's behind you, you know, translating for you like that, but it's pretty cool. So yeah, that sounds really exciting. I'm going to push it over to Beb because, you know, she really gets upset at me and just gives me the riot act if I don't give her time. So I'm going to push it over to Beth.
Oh, Chip, 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 you are in trouble.
Oh, he makes it fun, Erica. You know, we enjoy doing these interviews
yeah,
and getting
sure
to know
do.
people.
Yeah.
And I got to know you a little bit there at Cobblestone, too, and really enjoy the excitement and the liveliness of your little group that you have that come to Cobblestone. And so you mentioned that some of your family's in Illinois, and I'm originally from Illinois. So what part of Illinois did you grow up there?
Yes, I did. And it's in the Belleville area, but when I went to high school, they sent me to Granite City, so I graduated from Granite City High School.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when I fly out to go see my daughter in Florida, I go over there to Mid-America, and that airport there, well, some people say Belleville, and some say Muscoota.
It is Muscoota.
Is it Muscoota? Okay. So I will let them know at the airport, this is not Belleville. But it is such a nice and friendly airport there and easy to get around. But yeah, Illinois. I'm glad I grew up in a little town in Illinois, you know, but I love living here in Missouri. There's so much here for us with vision impairment, and they treat us well, I have found. So, but wow, did you say nine siblings?
Yeah. And I also have children. I forgot to mention my girls.
Oh, don't forget them.
Yeah.
I have a 25-year-old daughter and a 28-year-old daughter.
Are they here in the St. Louis area?
Yes, they live. One lives about 9 miles from me, and the other one lives about 8 miles from me. My girls literally live a mile apart, and they're really close. And just, I see them. I have their locations, so I see them at each other's houses quite a bit.
Yeah. Oh, how neat. You know, today is my middle daughter's birthday. And we had trouble during pregnancy with her being delivered. I had placenta previa. And so I just sent her a text message, happy birthday to my miracle baby. You know, she's 42 years old, but she'll always be my miracle baby.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so, okay, siblings. Oh, my gosh, you said they're in Illinois. Do they make it over to St. Louis to get together with you?
Yes, and I go over to Illinois. My daughter and son-in-law usually come and get me, and we all go.
Oh, good, because, you know, that is tough, you know, getting to go to places like that there's no trains or buses. You know, I go, my home area is 60 miles east of Quincy, you know, and there's no buses up that way or train. Well, the train goes through Macomb to Chicago, but you got to get to Alton to get there. One time I looked into it, and oh my gosh, it was going to be several hours, you know, on the train. And then it could be overnight if you miss the train in Chicago to switch over. So I said, it'd be easier just to stand out in the street with your thumb out to hitchhike.
Yeah.
We do what we can do, you know, but let's see, what other questions do I have for Erica? What do you like to do, Erica, in your free time?
Read, hang out with friends, listen to music. Music was a big part of me getting through that healing process of losing my vision. So people always say, you know so much about music, because I can listen to music from the 40s on up.
Oh, wow. Do you have a favorite genre?
Not really. I mean, it depends on the day. I get up and if I'm like not ready to get up, I'm like, I'll tell my Lady A device, Play in the Mood by Glenn Miller. That gets me up and going.
Oh, that's great. I love it. I love it. Okay, do you like to dance?
Yeah, I do. I'm not that great at it, but I do.
Yes, I just think everybody should dance.
I
It's
use that as a form of exercising around the house too. I'm home by myself. Yeah, nobody can see me. I can dance all I want.
That's right. Yeah. Erica, I don't know about you, but I used to love to go dance and I could dance all night. And now it's like one song. Okay, I need a break. What happened? Surely I didn't get older.
I've got an uncle that taught me all kinds of stuff. I mean, he taught me how to shoot pool. He taught me how to shoot a shotgun. He let me drive his truck and car. And I was 16 and I was totally blind. That man just turned 70 back in June, and he can still get on the dance floor and be there all night long.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I love it. It sounds like he's a favorite uncle.
Yeah,
He is.
yeah,
He is.
yeah.
Oh, it's great to have family members like that. And oh, wow, that's great. I just love hearing stories like that.
Oh,
But
I can still hear my aunt going, "Oh, turn her the other way. She's gonna shoot my car."
Oh, that's great. And he had a lot of confidence in you. And I bet you he still talks about
Oh, yeah.
you doing that, and it gives him great pleasure too.
Anytime we have a family function, he comes up to me and he goes, "Hello, my chauffeur." So
I don't know about you, but I've been receiving some of these scam text messages, and one was because I hadn't paid some fines or something, and my car's going to be impounded, and they're going to take away my license. And I thought, oh, my car's going to be, I didn't know. Let me know when you find that car.
Right. And everything had to be done by August 1st. I just deleted it, so.
Or they're going to give me great rates on auto insurance or loans. I go, just wait till they see me walk in and see what happens. What was really, and I don't see this much anymore, is a car dealership. If you came in for a test drive, they would give you a free turkey, And I thought, I want to go get the turkey, But okay, so did you say you like to weed?
Read,
Oh,
read.
read. Oh my gosh, I thought you were going to go out and pull weeds like I do.
Oh no, I live in an apartment, so they do it for us over here.
Oh my goodness. I have been pulling way too many weeds and I'm trying to get mulch put down, so slow down the growth of some of these weeds. But yeah, reading. Oh gosh, do you get your books from Wolfner or
Yes,
Bard?
I get my books from Bard, and if I can't wait for it to be on Bard, I use Audible. So,
Oh, do you really?
yes.
I did a little trial, a free trial of Audible. And I don't know how I did it, but it's reading Black Beauty. Do you remember that book as a
Yes.
childhood? And that's when I probably read that when I was 10 years old, and it just brings back memories now. Anyway, Chip, you got a new area of questions for Erica?
Yeah, I want to back up. So, Erica, Again, talking about your family, you're married, right?
Divorced.
Oh, divorced. Okay, so let's kind of go back a little bit. So, how did you and your husband meet?
At a Halloween party.
Is that right? And
Oh, yeah.
were you
With
all,
costumes.
yeah, what were your costumes?
I was dressed as a witch. She didn't have a costume on.
Okay, all right.
He
So
just
how
showed up in regular clothes. He was a party pooper.
is
Party pooper. I
that
like it.
right? Okay, well, we'll just say he dressed up as a party pooper then. All right. Okay. So what kind of things did you like to do with your girls as they were growing up at home?
Well, my girls were part of Girl Scouts, so I was really involved with that. I got to go on the camping trips with them. I was always at the meetings. Did Cookie Mom one time, never again. I mean, it's
Okay.
hard to get things separated. I was very thankful a neighbor helped me, but then I had a 7-year-old running around, cookies, and it was hard. I'm telling the people, you need to come get them because there's no guarantee I'm going to keep her out of them.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, now you mentioned, you're a Braille reader. Did you get one of the e-readers from Wolfner Library that you can read books in Braille?
Yes, I do. I have
And
it.
do you use it? Do you like reading books in Braille?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. So I take it now then you do live alone?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So what kind of challenges do you face either daily, weekly, whatever, so that you can live independently? Do you have different pieces of technology that you use that helps you, or how is it that you go about your daily life and being independent?
Well, I use my Meta glasses to help me read my
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
manual. Oh, wow. And let's see. Of course, I have my smart Echo devices for just like running my microwave. I mean, because I learned how to cook and stuff before a lot of these smart devices came about. So I still do the old-fashioned way of putting stuff on the stove and cooking it that way.
Sure. Okay, very good. And I think you mentioned you use a computer.
Yes, I do.
And you use JAWS.
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Excellent. All right, so let's talk a little bit about BLVCM. How did you hear about it? And what are your thoughts about where we're at right now with the organization? And how involved are you willing to be in the organization? But let's just start off. How did you hear or learn about BLVCM, the Blind and Low Vision Community of Missouri?
Through my friend Harry Castrip.
Is that right? Okay, excellent, excellent. Yeah. Okay. Good. 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 And so, now you are on the email distribution list, right? So you get all those messages that we post.
Yes, I do.
All right, good. So, is there anything about the organization that you've seen in the short time that you have been a member that you like? Or is there anything about the organization that you might say might be different? Or do you have any thoughts about what you might like to see in the organization?
I mean, it's a new organization. It has potential. It's going to take time. I think Jeff's got a lot of great ideas, but I still believe it's going to take some time to get it up and going to where we really want it to be.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I'm hoping, and I know Jeff has done this, is reaching out to SASE, and so, and doing everything that we can to make things accessible for those of us who are deafblind, that have a dual sensory disability, and support the deafblind community. So I think we can be encouraged by doing something, like supporting the effort on the legislative level, where we went to the Capitol and talked to legislators about getting an increase in appropriations for the SSP program. How long have you been on the SSP
I was
program?
there
Yeah, good. Very good. Yeah.
since 2023. I went to the Capitol back in March and talked to the legislation
Yeah,
team
very,
there.
yeah. Unfortunately, we didn't get the bill passed, but yeah.
That shouldn't stop us. We should just go back and try again, and we should just keep pestering them until they give in to us.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, we are at the same funding level that we were back in 2016 when the governor signed off on it, when Governor Nixon signed off on for the program. We are still today in 2025 at that same funding level. We need the increase. The program has grown, and it's a terrific program. So we need to do what we can in seeing that we get the funding that's needed to support the program. And I know, as you just stated, and I know you would agree with that.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So tell us, Erica, how would you define yourself? Are you more of, would you consider yourself to be more of an introvert or an extrovert?
Half introvert, half extrovert.
Okay. All right.
I
Good.
like my time around my people, but then I do like my alone time.
Sure. I'm the same way. I like being around people. I like, loving on people. But boy, I tell you, I love my time alone too. And I spend a lot of time alone. And I'm not saying that because I don't want people to feel sorry for me. That's my choice. Because I like that quiet time. But I like being around people too. I like being around crowds too. So, okay. All right, so I'm going to push it back over to Bev. How about it, Bev? You got more questions?
Well, a little bit. I'd like to expand a little bit on that too, with introvert or extrovert, and I loved Erica's answer. It was diplomatic,
Yeah.
somewhere in the middle, huh,
Yeah.
Erica? Yeah, and yeah, if everybody thinks about it. Now, one question I had for friends of mine too was when you're sick, when you're not feeling well, you may just nothing real serious, just oh, nasty cold or flu or something. Do you want someone there to bring you some homemade chicken soup, or would you rather be alone? What do you think,
Well,
Erica?
I used to have a friend that lived in Illinois. Anytime she found out I was sick, she figured out a way to get chicken soup to me, but she moved to South Carolina, and I do miss
Mail
her dearly. No, but it was her homemade chicken noodle soup.
Yeah,
So, and
that.
then her, because she would send it by her son. If she found out my daughter was in Illinois, she'd get it to her to
Oh.
bring it to me. So, but a lot of times, if I'm sick, I just want to be by myself. I can take care of myself. My friends will check on me, make sure I'm good. But a lot of times, if I'm sick, I just want to be by myself.
And it's nice to know that people do care, and they want to check on you, but you also need to rest.
Right.
When that phone rings, you go, oh, do I need to answer that phone right now?
And
But
also, I had a lady that was like an adoptive mother to me. If I was sick, she'd come clean for me, do laundry, make sure the girls had whatever they needed, and just let me rest. So,
oh, you know you're
and I
blessed.
miss her dearly. She passed away 10 years ago, so.
Oh, but you've got good memories of her, and
Oh
that's what's
yeah.
important. Hang on to that. And do your girls remember her too?
Oh yeah, they called her grandma. So yeah,
Did
they do
they?
remember.
Oh, nice, nice. And I have found we develop so many good friendships with our organization. So I've attended some of the SASE trivias. Gosh, I've done every one
That's
except
a lot of work too.
Oh, I can imagine. Do you remember when they served a meal besides the trivia?
Yes.
That too was a lot of work for them, and it seems like it's been very successful for them. But just listen to the camaraderie and everybody laughing and having a good time, and for a good benefit for SASE. So I think they've done a fabulous job with that.
And I'm the one that's heading it up this time. I'm going to be the one that's picking the people that's going to be on the committee. So,
oh, really?
Look, because that's a lot of work. We put a lot of work into the one we did back in March.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And the one you're going to do for next year, same location or a different location?
No, we're still trying to scout out a different place. I'm supposed to go next week sometime and start looking at some different places.
Ah, oh, good, good, good. Because, you know, the word's getting out, you know, about this, and it sells out quick. So
yes, it does.
If you could have something bigger, you know, where you can get more tables in, you know, so that would be a big benefit for you. And when did you say the election is? Is it all new officers or just some of the officers?
Well, our vice president stepped down due to medical issues, so we're getting an interim vice president in. And if one of the board members vacates, if the secretary gets vice president, then they have to do an election for the secretary. So, and if one of the members at large gets that spot, then they have to do one for a new member at large on the board. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think you'd be a fabulous secretary.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's been a good program. And I tell people about it, you know, because, and with this dual century programs, there are, I want to get the information out because a lot of people don't even know about it. And there's so many that can utilize that and open up a whole new world for them.
Right. We now, have fun. It's not just meetings. We also do games and have fun and go on field trips and stuff like that. So it's not all meetings.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think I saw something about Gab. You want to talk about that?
Well, Gab is ran by Mary Hale, the person that actually started SASE. And just this month, it's going to be twice a month instead of once a month. It's going to be the second Tuesday and the fourth Tuesday of the month.
Oh. And can you explain how that's a phone call, right, that you all call in?
No, we actually meet at the Society for the Blind, and we actually play games that, like, on the 12th is the first one, and they're either going to play a dice game or a card game. And then on the 4th, we're either going to do bingo or name that tune. Mary always comes up with some really good ideas.
Oh, good, good.
And she's always asking for input on games that people want to play as well.
Yeah, that sounds great. You know, my daughter and her daughters, my grandchildren, they love to play board games. And when I'm over there, you know, you want to play a game? We're going to play a game tonight, Nana. I said, sure, I'll play with you. What is it? Charades. I go, I think I'm going to have a problem with this one.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it's quite visual.
But we made it work together. I sit by one, and I'm feeling their hands all over. And you know, you just jump in and do the best you can. And it's all about having fun, isn't it, Erica?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, good, good. All right, Chip.
All righty. So, Erica, going back to your two girls, are they married?
My youngest is. My oldest isn't.
Okay. I was just wondering if you were a grandmother, if they had any kids.
Oh, no grandmother, but I do have four grandcats. My youngest daughter actually met her husband when she was 7 years old. They were like the best of friends for years, and they got married
right?
in 2023.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So basically, she married her best friend.
Oh,
that is so
cool. He's been around
cool.
for years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. And then also, I wanted to ask you, have you participated or belong to any other deaf blind or blind or deaf group besides SASE?
Well, every so often I have like represented SASE at the Deaf Blind Advisory there at the Missouri School for the Blind. So I've done a couple meetings with that.
Okay. All right. And do you do Facebook?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. So you're able to stay on top of a lot of stuff just simply by doing Facebook. So that's good. Do you do any other type of social media?
No.
Okay. All right. So let's talk a little bit about, are you much of a sports lover?
Oh, I love football. Oh, I don't have a favorite football team. I mean, I just root for the underdogs.
Okay, yeah.
And I like baseball. I love the St. Louis Cardinals. I actually went to a St. Louis Cardinals game last year with when Deaf Inc. had Deaf Days at the ballpark. And I went with the SSP and had a blast.
Hey, that's great. Yeah, that is great. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Bev and I are big St. Louis Cardinals fan. And you're talking about the underdog. Well, the Cardinals have been the underdog a bit this year, but we're still rooting for them. They're still our team, no matter.
The Colorado Rockies.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. That's right. So no matter what the record is.
The Rockies.
Uh huh. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. 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 You bet. You bet. So let me also ask you then. You talk about you love to read. So I know you mentioned about music. Do you have a favorite genre of reading that you like? What type of reading books do you like to read? Do you have a favorite author?
I mean, I don't really have a favorite author. I've read a lot of the Danielle Steele books, but a lot of her books in similar, so I've kind of strayed away from her. I just started reading some books. My dentist actually recommended me The Nightingale by Kristen Hannah. That one was kind of sad, so then I was like, well, I gotta find some happier books to read, because that one made me cry. I mean, I don't really have a particular genre of books. I mean, if it keeps my attention, I'll read it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. And a lot of times, you know, it does depend on the reader too, whether that, how well that the narrator is reading. It could be an outstanding, excellent book, but the narrator also has to be able to keep your attention as well. So, yeah. All right. So let me ask you this one last question. Erica, as someone who has a dual sensory disability, you are faced with many challenges. So tell us, what kinds of words of inspiration or encouragement would you like to share with our listeners as someone with a dual sensory disability?
Well, all my life I've been told you can't do this and you won't do this. Well, now I don't even hear that anymore. I hear you will and you can.
Good for you.
Yes, amen. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. So thank you for sharing that with us, Erica. We really do appreciate it. All right, so one last time, Bev, you got anything else before we shut it down?
You know, I always enjoy Chip's conclusion on words of wisdom, and we always get something from everybody we interview. And I really enjoy this, and I thank Erica. This was kind of last minute. We've been playing phone tag for a while, and I'm glad it all worked out. Thank you so much, Erica.
Oh, you're welcome. Every time you've called, I've either been shower or on another phone call and didn't hear the beep.
Yeah. We'll stay in touch.
Yeah, I was going to say, we want to hear from you on the list. We want to hear, whatever you want to share with us on our email distribution list. It doesn't matter what it is. So get on there and have some fun with us and just share whatever you would like. Any questions, comments, or just something completely different. So we would love to hear from you on our email list.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, Erica, thank you so much for being our special guest here today on Who's Who in the Blind and Low Vision Community of Missouri. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know someone that you would like for Bev and I to interview here on Who's Who, you can have them give me a call, Chip Haley, at 417-540-9703.
Or Beverly Cascaden at 636-561-6947.
You never know, you might hear yourself next time right back here on Who's Who in the Blind and Low Vision Community of Missouri. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye for now.
Bye. Y'all have a great one.